From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. With interest in urban homesteading on the rise, some traditional farm animals are showing up in city backyards. It started with chickens. Miniature goats might be next. While some worry about potential health effects, KRCC's Liz Ruskin went to one backyard east of downtown Colorado Springs to meet a woman who isn't all that concerned.
Monica Snowbird lives in a densely packed neighborhood of 1960s-era ranch and split-level homes, some with tidy yards, some overrun by weeds.
So we free-range everybody. We've got the chickens, the rabbits, the goats, the ducks, everybody hanging out together safe.
Her adventure in backyard farming began a few years ago with fowl. A pair of $4 ducks led to a $300 coop, followed by an assortment of exotic breed hens. Then, last year, Snowbird added two goats. They're Nigerian dwarfs, mini dairy goats no bigger than Labrador retrievers. But Penelope and Clementine can each produce a quart of milk a day. Snowbird says she assumed they were legal in the city.
Our chicken ordinance has been in place forever. We can have chickens, we can have ducks, we can have bees, one beehive per city lot. You can sell your produce on your own property as long as you don't put up signage. We have so many progressive things about urban agriculture here in the spring. I didn't know we couldn't have goats.
The city does allow goats, but only on lots of nearly an acre or more, five times larger than the property where Snowbird and her family live. She's gotten one ticket, but it was tossed out on a technicality. Now she's out to change the law. No goats, no glory is her campaign slogan and her dedicated Facebook page. She's found a champion in City Councilwoman Jill Gabler. Gabler says she's long been a fan of urban homesteading.
I do think that there is kind of a renaissance of homesteading, that more and more people are finding food that they buy in the supermarket to not be up to the standards that they expect.
8-year-old Isabella is collecting eggs. She brings them back to her mom, holding a blue one and a brown one.
This one came from the Valhalla, and that one came from our Americana, Olivia.
Monica Snowbird says it's important to her that her children appreciate the process.
They're out here learning this is where their food comes from. If we take care of these animals, they take care of us. And we should be able to produce as much of our own food for our families as we can.
As for goat milk, Snowbird isn't one to overplay the benefits. She used to make goat cheese, but she says a person can only eat so much. Now she mostly makes goat soap. Though the goats are adored members of the family, Snowbird is frank about the downsides to owning them. Some goats trim lawns and eat weeds. She says hers will eat prized blueberry bushes, but are otherwise quite finicky.
When Clementine was little, she was terrified of sod. We'd take her to the park and the farmers markets, and she would walk on her hind legs because she didn't want her feet to touch the sod. They are princesses for sure.
They bleat for her attention, so she can't sleep in anymore. Still, she says she's on good terms with all of her neighbors, save one. And with occasional egg distributions, she's met more of them than in all the years before she kept farm animals. Councilwoman Gabler says she sees the ability to raise dwarf goats in the city as a matter of property rights.
We do allow pot-bellied pigs up to 100 pounds for no particular reason. We allow snakes, up to 100 snakes, up to 10 chickens.
So she figures, why not goats? She says only female goats would be allowed since males are louder and smellier. She's studying the goat ordinances of Denver and other Colorado cities as possible models. For KRCC News, I'm Liz Ruskin.